Can you tell us a little bit about the history of the building and how Liquor Depot came to be here?
Well, the building's been here since the 1950s, and my father actually bottled pop here in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So that's what the building was used for originally. We opened in 1982 and have been here ever since. And we've actually remodeled several times since that.
Where are clients, or what are a couple of the general categories of customers that stop by and visit Liquor Depot? Or maybe if they haven't, maybe some of them who haven't should.
We get a lot of people that stop by on their way home from work. People that work in the Twin Cities and they commute, they stop on their way by. We also get a lot of tourists here in the summer, a lot of business on the weekends.
A lot of these folks that are making these commutes or even coming in for the weekends, they might think, oh, geez, if I'm going to go to the liquor store or a wine and spirit store, I have to do it in the big city before I leave. That's really not the case, because you've really put together some selection and value and convenience here that really is on par with any of those stores that they'd find downtown, and maybe very rare for ones you might find in a town the size of Somerset.
Well, we really try hard here to have what people are looking for. We get a lot of requests, and I think a lot of people come here to make requests because they know that we will try to carry what they're looking for. We do listen to what they have to say, and then as a result of that, I've found a lot of really nice things to carry because people have had it in another town, at a restaurant, and so we bring it in here and it works well.
What are some of the ideas that you've had behind building this wine selection that you have, which is really rare? You just don't find too many stores that have the kind of selection and breadth that you have. What went into putting that together here at Liquor Depot?
Well, whenever we can, I like to get samples from my salesmen. We do sample wines every week, and my employees sample them too, and they're really good about, you know, trying new things. And we also have get-togethers where we just open wine and pair it with food, and so that they can really get a feel for what a certain wine is like and what it works well with.
I've also noticed that Liquor Depot has a tremendous selection of beer, and it's almost two different rooms where you can access some of the beer right through the cooler doors, and then you can actually walk into the cooler as well. How would you describe the beer selection that you have here?
Well, we have a very extensive space for beer. The big packages are in the beer cave, and then we try to put all the 6-packs and 12-packs in the doors. We have 11 doors with bottle beer, bottle craft beer.
You bet. And the bottom line is all of that great selection is always ice cold right here in the cooler, whether you want to grab it through the doors or walk inside and really look around at all the various things that are there. And it sounds like you have some plans to introduce additional brands of beers as time goes by here at Liquor Depot. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
We do plan to add a lot more 6-pack craft beers that you can only get in Wisconsin. Hopefully by fall we'll have that in place to increase our selection.
It's amazing. It seems like everywhere you go in Wisconsin, someone has just started a new craft brewery. And even in this area, you have several folks that have their own wineries, which is really surprising. But I want to ask you about something else, and that is the spirits side of things. I've noticed that you carry a great range of spirits, and even something that's made right here in the New Richmond area of Wisconsin. What is that spirit called?
We carry 45th Parallel Vodka, and it's made in New Richmond. It does quite well. We have people that come specifically looking for that. Lots of times, too, we have deals where we offer with vodka, we have free mix that goes with it, so then we'll just kind of try to put that all together so it's more convenient and people see it right away and can take advantage of that. On Tuesdays, all craft beer is $1 off. So whether it's a 6-pack or a 12-pack, every Tuesday, it's $1 off. On Wednesdays, all 750 milliliter bottles of wine are discounted 10%.
So not only do you get the great selection, but you also save a little extra on those days as well. It sounds like you're doing some tastings on a pretty regular basis at Liquor Depot. When does that happen?
We usually have tastings on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So we always have something here for people to try.